Changes in benefits for state employees are leaving people confused and concerned about plans and pricing. Greg Luscombe, executive director of the Louisiana Retired Teachers Association, says people are very concerned about the amount of information and about making the right choice, trying to decipher the chart of increases. Luscombe recently addressed a group of LRTA members at a meeting in Alexandria, going over six new plans being offered by the Louisiana Office of Group Benefits and answering questions. Current OGB plans of retired and active state employees, which includes teachers, are expiring February 28, 2015, an extension from the previously announced January 1st expiration. New plans will take effect March 1st of next year. Enrollment for the new plans began October 1st and has been extended through November 30th. The LSU Health Tumor Registry discovers the rate of colon cancer in Acadiana is among the highest in the U.S. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern looks at the findings.
The study was led by Dr. Jordan Cartlitz, who is also at the Tulane University School of Medicine. He says the incidence rate for colon cancer among white males living in Acadiana is 37% higher than the U.S. rate.
And that's going to spawn numerous studies to try and figure out exactly what is happening.
Cartlitz says it's possible the high colon cancer rates are connected to the large number of Cajuns living in a small area.
Particularly in parishes with high rates of French speakers, according to language census data.
He says another possible explanation could be contained within the environment. Michelle Southern reporting.
A 10-month-old infant is being treated at University Health in Shreveport after being trapped underneath the decomposing body of her father for up to 3 days. Sabine Parish Deputy Coroner Ron Rivers says the infant, Betty Jean Fields, was dehydrated and suffering from blistering skin. He says she also had a noticeably dark indentation on the right side of her forehead from being wedged against the wall and under the body of her father, 43-year-old Jason Fields. Sabine Parish Sheriff's deputies were called to Fields' home Friday in Pleasant Hill after the infant's 5-year-old brother went next door to tell neighbors he thought his father was dead. Rivers says he found Fields on the bed. He says the man had a history of cardiac problems. Louisianans are enjoying low prices at the pump these days, and analysts say expect to pay even less as the year goes on. As of Friday, the current statewide average for a gallon of regular gas was at $3.09. It's down 2 pennies from the day before. Don Redman with the American Automobile Association says summer's over and the demand is down.
And we have a case of just very healthy inventory of crude oil, which is, down $88. When just 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was close to $100 a barrel.
Redman says there's potential we could see prices the lowest they've been since 2010, when the average price in October was $2.68 a gallon. Wall Street had what some say was their worst day of the year Thursday, and Redman says the economy and fuel prices go hand in glove.
When you start seeing a dramatic decline and retreat in price for fuel, it's usually an indication that there's something wrong with the economy.
Redman says usually when those prices tumble, it's a sign that there are some things that are going downwards with the national economy. KEDM weather forecast, a good chance of rain today with a high in the low 80s. This is KEDM News.